Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be taking a look at real estate partnerships.
Okay.
Specifically, the differences between joint ventures and general partnerships.
Sorry.
So if you're out there thinking about getting into real estate with a partner, but you're not really sure which way to go,
yeah,
we've got you covered.
Absolutely.
We found a great article that really breaks it down.
Really dives deep into these two common ways to partner.
Yeah. And, you know, just to make sure we're all starting on the same page, we're talking about joint ventures.
Right. JVs.
JVs and general partnership.
Often shortened to GPs.
GPs. both ways to, you know, team up in real estate.
But with some important distinctions.
Yes, definitely. And that's what we're going to be focusing on today.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting to me is that they both involve partnerships.
Right.
But they're really designed for different situations.
Yeah.
And they involve different levels of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And crucially, they involve different levels of risk.
Yeah, that's what really jumped out at me in the article too.
Makes sense.
Was the risk part.
Right.
I feel like a lot of people, they kind of jump into these partnerships.
Yeah.
And they don't really...
They don't think through the implications.
Yeah, think through all the what ifs.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into all the, you know, the liability and stuff.
Okay.
Let's just start with the basics.
Yeah, let's lay the foundation.
Can you just give us kind of a simple breakdown of what each type of partnership is?
Sure. So, at their core, both joint ventures and general partnerships involve two or more people coming together,
okay,
pooling their resources and expertise to tackle a real estate venture.
Okay.
It's like forming a team.
Right. Okay. So they're both partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
But where do they sort of diverge?
I think the biggest difference comes down to their purpose and their duration.
Okay.
A joint venture or a JV is formed for a specific real estate deal.
Okay.
And it's temporary.
Okay.
Once the project is finished, the JV typically dissolves.
So it's like, you know, for one particular project.
Exactly. It's like a band getting together to record one specific album.
Right.
They make music together for a set period of time, and then they might go their separate ways.
Okay.
Or maybe they reunite for another album down the line, or maybe not.
So it's like a one-time collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
A short-term.
Yeah.
Kind of deal.
Yeah.
Now, the article had that great example of Alice and Bob.
Oh, yeah. I remember Alice and Bob.
Teaming up to flip that house.
Or they were the perfect example of a JV.
Yeah.
Alice had the construction know-how,
huh,
but she didn't have the funds to buy a property.
Right. She had the skills, but not the money.
Exactly. And Bob had the cash, but no time for a DIY project.
He was busy with other things.
Right. So they pooled their resources,
mm-hmm,
flipped the house, and then presumably moved on to other ventures.
Yeah, and what I thought was interesting was they split the profits 50-50.
Yeah, that's a pretty common split.
Is that always the case?
Well, it depends.
Okay.
The partners can decide on different percentages based on their contributions.
Oh.
Okay, whether it's money, time, expertise.
Mm-hmm.
Some combination of those factors.
So it's all about, you know, coming to an agreement that feels fair.
Exactly. Finding that balance.
Yeah, okay. So that's a JV, the short-term project approach.
Right.
Now, what about a general partnership?
So general partnerships are more about the long game.
Okay.
They're designed for ongoing business relationships.
Okay.
More like starting a company together,
mm-hmm,
than tackling a single project.
Right.
It's like forming a band that's in it for the long haul.
Okay.
Playing gigs and making music together year after year.
So you're building a lasting real estate business together.
Exactly.
Instead of just doing that one-off project.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think the article mentioned Priya and Carlos.
Yes, Priya and Carlos.
Who started their real estate company.
PNC Homes.
Yeah, PNC Homes.
That was a great example of a general partnership.
And that was a general partnership.
Right.
Okay, so they wanted to, you know, build a business together.
Exactly.
Not just flip that one house. So they were both actively involved, mm-hmm, in finding deals and managing properties and making decisions for the company.
Yeah, that's a key difference.
Yeah, and this is a long-term commitment.
Absolutely.
And it could involve, you know,
multiple properties.
Multiple properties, developments,
yeah,
projects over many years.
Exactly.
So that brings up another thing that was really important in the article.
Okay.
This whole idea of liability.
Yes, liability is a crucial distinction between JVs and GPs.
Can you explain what that means for someone like Priya and Carlos in a general partnership?
Well, in a general partnership, each partner typically faces unlimited personal liability.
Okay, unlimited liability.
Mm-hmm.
Break that down for us.
Sure. So that means if their business,
uh-huh, PNC Homes,
PNC Homes were to incur debt,
okay,
or face a lawsuit, creditors or the courts could go after Priya and Carlos's personal assets.
Oh, wow.
To cover those debts.
Okay.
So their houses, cars, savings accounts.
Everything.
All of those things could potentially be on the line.
So it's a big risk.
It's a significant risk to consider.
Yeah, that's a scary thought.
It is.
You know, going into a general partnership with that hanging over your head.
Definitely.
But the article did mention that joint ventures can be structured to limit this kind of liability.
That's right. Many joint ventures use a legal structure called an LLC.
Okay.
Which stands for Limited Liability Company.
LLC.
To shield partners from that kind of personal exposure.
Okay, hold on. I want to make sure I understand this.
Sure.
What is an LLC and how does it protect partners in a JV?
Okay, so an LLC is a business structure that creates a separate legal entity for the joint venture.
Right.
Meaning the JV is treated as its own entity, distinct from the personal finances of the partners.
Okay.
So if the JV runs into trouble, creditors can typically only go after the assets of the LLC.
Okay.
Not the partner's individual assets.
So it's like a buffer.
Exactly. It's a way to manage risk, protect yourself.
Okay.
Especially in real estate where things can be unpredictable.
So it gives you some peace of mind, knowing that you're not putting everything on the line.
Right.
Okay, so we have this difference in liability.
Mm-hmm.
Joint ventures often use LLCs for protection.
Right.
In general, partnerships.
You got that personal liability.
You have that personal liability.
Yeah.
But if JVs have this potential shield, are there any disadvantages to choosing that structure over a GP?
Well, one thing to keep in mind is that joint ventures by their nature are temporary.
Right.
You might assemble a great team for a particular project, achieve your goal, and then that's it.
Okay.
With a GP, you're building something with a longer horizon.
Right. It's ongoing.
It's an ongoing partnership.
Yeah.
A consistent team to work with, and the potential to build something much bigger over time.
So it's about, you know, weighing the benefits of that short-term lower-risk collaboration against the potential for, you know, long-term growth and shared success that GP might offer.
It's all about understanding your priorities and what you're hoping to achieve in the real estate world.
Okay, so that gives us a good overview of the two basic partnership models.
Mm-hmm.
But let's dive a little deeper into the nuts and bolts of each one.
Sounds good.
Let's start with joint ventures.
Okay.
What are some defining characteristics of a JV that someone considering this type of partnership should be aware of?
All right, let's get into it. So with the JV, it's all about focused collaboration.
Okay.
It's project specific, meaning it's created with a particular real estate goal in mind.
Uh-huh.
And it's temporary.
Okay.
It has a clear start and end date.
Right.
Usually tied to the completion of that project.
So once that house is flipped,
right,
or the development is finished, or the property is sold.
Exactly.
The JV is done.
The JV wraps up.
Everyone moves on.
Yeah. And that's a big part of the appeal for a lot of people.
I can see that.
It offers a lot of flexibility.
Uh-huh.
You can team up with someone whose skills and resources complement yours for that specific project.
Okay.
Capitalize on each other's strengths.
Right.
Make it a success.
Uh-huh.
And then maintain your independence.
Right. So you can go on and do other things.
Exactly. Pursue other opportunities.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Now, we talked about JVs involving shared resources and expertise.
Right.
Can you give us some examples of what that might look like in a real world scenario?
Sure. So think back to Alice and Bob.
Okay.
Alice brought her construction and renovation expertise to the table.
Right.
Essentially her sweat equity.
Yeah.
Bob, on the other hand, provided the financial capital.
Uh-huh. To buy the property.
To purchase and renovate the property.
Yeah.
That combination of resources is what made the project possible.
Right. Neither one of them could have done it on their own.
Exactly.
It's like each partner brings a piece of the puzzle.
Exactly.
One might have access to off-market deals.
Right.
Another might be a marketing whiz. Someone else might be a construction pro.
Exactly. And by pooling those resources and focusing their energy on that one specific project, they can often tackle bigger, more complex deals than they could individually.
Makes sense.
It's all about maximizing their collective strengths.
Yeah. And of course, as we talked about before, structuring the JV as an LLC can provide that extra layer of protection.
Right. Limiting the liability.
Limiting liability for the partners.
Exactly.
So even though it's a temporary partnership, having that solid legal structure in place is still crucial.
Absolutely. It all comes back to managing risk.
Right.
Both from a financial and a legal standpoint.
Okay.
And before diving into a JV, it's vital that the partners have a clear agreement on how profits will be split.
Okay.
Or how they'll handle any potential losses.
You know, that seems like an obvious point, but I can imagine
Yeah.
that things could get messy
Oh, absolutely.
down the road if those expectations aren't clearly defined up front.
You're absolutely right. A well-drafted joint venture agreement
Okay.
outlines each partner's contributions, their responsibilities within the project, and how profits or losses will be shared.
Okay, so it's all there in black and white.
Exactly.
Okay.
It helps to avoid misunderstandings,
Right.
ensures everyone's on the same page
From the beginning.
right from the very beginning.
Okay, so we've established that joint ventures are project-focused, temporary,
Right.
and often structured to limit liability.
Yeah.
They allow partners to combine their unique resources and expertise to achieve specific real estate goals.
Exactly.
Now let's shift gears and look at general partnerships.
Okay.
What are some of the key factors that make this type of partnership tick?
Well, general partnerships are all about building something lasting,
Okay.
a real estate business that's built for the long term.
Right.
It's not just about completing a single project.
Right.
It's about establishing an ongoing venture with your partner or partners.
So using Priya and Carlos as an example
Right.
with their company PNC Homes, instead of just flipping that one house, they might decide to branch out, maybe buy and manage several rental properties,
Work, work.
develop a plot of land,
You could.
even get into commercial real estate,
Yeah.
all under their partnership.
Exactly. Their partnership becomes the foundation
Okay.
for a multifaceted real estate business that
Wow.
can evolve over time.
So it can really grow.
You can.
And unlike JVs,
Yeah.
general partnerships typically involve active involvement from all partners.
Right. Everyone has a hand in the day-to-day operations.
So there's no such thing as like a silent partner in a GP.
Generally, that's right. In
Okay.
a general partnership, all partners are expected to contribute to the operations of the business.
Okay, so they're all active.
They are.
Okay.
That could involve finding deals, managing properties,
Right.
taking care of the finances,
Right.
making strategic decisions.
Okay.
It's a much more hands-on, collaborative approach.
And as we talked about earlier,
Yeah.
the big difference in liability comes into play here.
Yes, absolutely. Unlimited liability is a key characteristic of general partnerships.
Right.
Each partner is personally liable for the debts and obligations of the business.
Can you give us an example of what that might look like?
Sure. Imagine Priya and Carlos find a great deal on a multifamily property
Okay.
and decide to purchase it as part of their business. A few years and a major plumbing issue arises.
Oh
That
no.
requires extensive repairs costing tens of thousands of dollars
Wow.
because they are in a general partnership.
Yeah.
Those debts could potentially come out of their own pockets,
Pardon.
even putting their personal homes or savings at risk.
So their personal assets are on the line.
They are.
Wow, that really
Sure.
drives home the point.
It does.
So knowing that risk going in, why would someone choose a general partnership over a joint venture?
Well, there are a few reasons. One is the flexibility
Okay.
and relative ease of setting up a GP. You don't necessarily need complex legal paperwork or create a separate business entity. In some cases, it can be as simple as a handshake agreement.
Really? Just a handshake.
It is possible,
Wow.
though I would never recommend relying solely on a verbal agreement.
Okay.
Having a detailed written partnership agreement is always advisable.
Right. To protect everyone.
Exactly. It protects everyone involved by clearly outlining the terms of the partnership.
Okay.
But that being said, the initial setup for a GP can be much less complex than a JV,
Okay.
especially if the JV involves forming an LLC.
Right, that makes sense. And even though the liability issue is a big factor, with greater risk often comes the potential for greater reward.
Absolutely, with shared decision-making and combined resources, general partners can build a substantial real estate portfolio
Right.
and generate significant income over time.
Okay.
And because they share both the profits and the losses,
Yeah.
there's often a strong sense of shared purpose and motivation.
Okay, so it seems like choosing the right structure,
Yeah.
JV or GP, boils down to a careful assessment of your goals,
Right.
risk tolerance, and what you and your partner are hoping to achieve.
That's a great way to put it. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
Right.
Each structure has its advantages and disadvantages,
Okay.
and the best choice depends on the specific circumstances and goals of the partnership.
Okay, so we've looked at joint ventures and general partnerships independently, but now I think it'd be helpful to compare them head to head.
Okay.
What are some of the key distinctions that someone should keep in mind when weighing these two
All
options?
right, let's do it. Okay, so When you put JVs and GPs side by side, the differences really come into focus.
Okay.
It's like comparing a sprint with a marathon.
Okay.
A joint venture is that quick burst of energy, you know, focused on a specific goal.
Uh-huh.
General partnerships, they're in it for the long haul.
Right.
They're about endurance and building something substantial over time.
So that short-term versus long-term thing.
Right.
That really is fundamental when choosing a structure.
It is.
You're either teaming up for a single project.
Right.
Or building a lasting business together.
Exactly. And that ties directly into the purpose of the collaboration.
Okay.
In a JV, partners unite to achieve a very specific goal.
Right. Like flipping that house or developing that land.
Exactly. General partnerships are about creating and running a continuous enterprise.
Okay. That makes sense. Now, how about the elephant in the room?
All right. Let's talk liability.
Liability. You've already highlighted that as a major distinction.
It is.
But can we break it down even further?
Sure. So JVs, particularly those structured as LLCs, can offer limited liability.
Right.
This means the partner's personal assets are protected.
Yep.
GPs, however, typically come with unlimited liability for all partners.
So if someone is really risk averse,
yeah,
a JV structure might be more appealing.
It certainly offers that added layer of protection.
Okay.
It depends on the individual's comfort level with risk.
Right. Makes sense. Now, another difference is the level of involvement.
Yeah.
Expected from each partner.
Uh-huh.
So the roles and responsibilities within the partnership can vary.
They often do.
Between JVs and GPs.
In a general partnership, all partners are typically expected to be actively involved.
Okay.
In the management of the business.
So everyone's hands-on.
They share the decision-making, the responsibilities, the workload.
Okay.
In a JV, Harry, roles can be more specialized.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. You might have a capital partner who primarily provides the funding for the project.
Okay.
Then you might have an operating partner who takes the lead on the day-to-day execution.
Okay.
Managing the contractors, handling the logistics, and so on.
So you can really leverage your specific expertise.
Exactly.
Without necessarily being involved in every single aspect.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, what about the overall flexibility and formality of these structures?
So JVs tend to be more flexible in terms of their setup.
Okay.
They can be formed through a simple contract or by creating a new entity like an LLC specifically for the project.
All right.
GPs, on the other hand, while relatively easy to initiate, often require a more comprehensive partnership agreement.
Okay. To lay everything out.
Exactly. To clearly outline the roles, responsibilities, and profit sharing arrangements.
So a JV might require more upfront legal work.
It might.
Yeah.
Especially if you're forming an LLC.
Okay.
While a GP might require a more thorough partnership agreement.
Okay.
To make sure everyone's on the same page from the outset.
Got it. So it's all about finding the right balance.
It is.
Between flexibility and clarity.
Exactly.
Depending on the needs and goals of the partnership.
Right.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
We've really explored the nuances of joint ventures and general partnerships, from their purpose and duration to liability, involvement, and the legal aspects of setting them up.
We really got into the weeds.
We did. But how can someone decide which structure is the right fit?
You know, there's no magic formula. The best structure really depends on individual goals, risk tolerance, and the dynamics of the partnership itself.
Okay.
Here's what I always advise people to consider.
Right.
First, ask yourself, is this a one-time deal, or do I envision building a long-term business with this partner?
That's a great starting point.
It is. Are you looking for a short-term collaboration or a lasting partnership?
Right.
It's about defining your vision.
Okay.
And then be honest about your comfort level with risk.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay with the potential for unlimited liability that comes with a general partnership?
Okay.
Or do you prefer the potential for limited liability offered by a JV?
Okay.
That's a personal decision with potentially significant consequences.
And then understanding each partner's strengths.
Absolutely.
And how they complement each other.
A successful partnership, whether it's a JV or a GP, relies on a solid understanding of each partner's expertise.
Okay.
And how those skills can work together effectively.
And don't forget to factor in the cost and complexity of setting up and managing each structure.
Those are important practical considerations.
Okay, well, this has been a fantastic deep dive.
It has been.
I think our listeners now have a much clearer understanding.
I hope so.
Of the key differences between joint ventures and general partnerships in real estate.
They should be well equipped to evaluate which structure is best for them.
So as you venture into the world of real estate partnerships.
Yes.
Remember to ask those critical questions. Carefully consider the pros and cons of each structure.
Absolutely.
And choose the path that sets you up for success.
Until next time, happy investing.